I believe all of us at one time or another have thought about how will it be when I will finally see Lord Krishna, meet him for the first time in my life. Srila Prabhupada used to comment on this natural desire that we should see how we can become qualified for this meeting. This should occupy us very much. And when we hear about the great soul Akrura, who one fine morning went on a chariot to drive to Vrindavan, we can study from his example of what qualifications are necessary for us to adopt on the way to Krishna. Towards the end of Kamsa's regime of terror, he was in constant panic. Kamsa knew that his angel of death had been stationed somewhere else where he was not successful to kill him. He knew Krishna is the eighth child of Devaki, and according to the prophecy, he will be the one who will be taking the life away from me. And Kamsa, from that moment, was in constant fear of Krishna. It is described when sometimes servants brought him a glass of water, and Kamsa took the glass of water, he saw his crown reflected in the water, and he thought, oh no, that's Krishna, and he threw the water on the ground. When his queens came with their saris making this rustling sound, he thought it's Krishna's dhoti who made the sound. Krishna was coming at him, and he began to shriek. Whoa! Imagine, the queens came to have a good association with their husband. And the husband went when he saw them. You know, when he heard them. So Kamsa had tried anything in his power to get rid of Krishna. In fact, he had all the newborn children killed, thinking that Krishna will be around them. Then finally he got a plan. He thought, whatever I have tried was not successful. I have sent the most powerful warriors to Vrindavan to get rid of Krishna. But Krishna has derived superhuman strength from the soil of Vrindavan. He has home advantage in Vrindavan. He is a Vrindavan boy, and whoever comes to kill him there will find that Krishna feels so encouraged by the yogurt which he has stolen that he is able to overcome all the demons. But if I lure him out of Vrindavan and bring him to Mathura, he's out of his natural element. He's away from the people who love him. It will be very easy for me to get rid of Krishna. Kamsa's thinking was not so entirely wrong. When a person is in his own element, he is very strong. But when he leaves the element, he becomes very weak. Look at the crocodile. When the crocodile is in the water, it can even defeat a powerful elephant. But the same crocodile, when it is out of the water on the street, it gets attacked by a pack of dogs and chased away. I have always thought in my own life, when I am in the right atmosphere amongst devotees, if I have chanted my rounds, if I have eaten prasadam lovingly offered to the Lord, I'm in my atmosphere and I can do almost impossible things. But oh, when I'm out of my atmosphere, when I'm not careful in my life to create a spiritual atmosphere, I have no longer a home advantage, but I'm in a foreign land and easily defeated. So Kamsa is not unintelligent. It's not that he doesn't know things. He has given us a good tip. By inviting or bringing Krishna out of Vrindavan, he thought that he could defeat Krishna. What he didn't know is that wherever Krishna goes, there's Vrindavan. Krishna is never even steps one step out of Vrindavan. Vrindavan always comes with him. And that is also the case when we call out Krishna's name and Krishna appears in the form of his holy name. The atmosphere of the place where we chant is immediately filled with Krishna and Vrindavan. So, to take Krishna out of Vrindavan, Kamsa thought, I will engage Akrura, who is a relative of Krishna. And on that one evening, it was an Ekadasi evening, he called Akrura to his palace in Mathura. He took the hand of Akrura into his own hand. And he very sentimentally said, Akrura, you are the only one who understands me. You please do me a favor. You go tomorrow with a golden chariot which I have extra, which was built for this purpose. You go to Vrindavan and you invite the son of Nanda to come and witness the spectacle surrounding the celebration of Shivaratri. I am a devotee of Shiva. You know this. And I want to celebrate my Lord. And I want that all those who are subordinate to me come. And after Shivaratri, I will entertain all my subjects with a wrestling game. And you bring this son of Nanda here. He should enjoy. And maybe he can also wrestle a little bit. Then, when he comes, I have an elephant posted at the wrestling entrance of the wrestling match. Kuvalayadapida, who's my friend, he will kill that Krishna. And even if Krishna escapes my elephant, he will enter the wrestling arena and he will be killed by my wrestlers, Akura. This is my plan. Krishna is my enemy and I will take care of him tomorrow. And you, my trusted minister, will bring Krishna. When Akrura heard this, he couldn't show his smile. Had Kamsa noticed how happy Akrura was to be sent by Kamsa to Vrindavan, he might have smelled something in the air. So Akrura looked very serious, but inside he was jubilating. He was saying, all my nights which I have spent crying for Krishna, praying to Krishna, are now successful because now Kamsa has given me a great favor. He has asked me to go to Vrindavan to see Krishna. Wonderful. Kamsa is my best friend. So he was thinking like this. But outwardly he said, Kamsa, you have made an excellent plan. But I want to say that sometimes things don't work out according to our plans. Sometimes they don't work out. He couldn't just say, oh, very good plan that you want to kill Krishna. He indirectly said, we make our plans, but sometimes they don't work out. He indirectly said like this. Akura stayed up throughout the night, chanting intensely. And then, when the morning came, he went to the chariot. He didn't even break his Ekadasi Vrata. And he climbed the chariot and he got ready to travel to Vrindavan.
Sukadev Goswami.
Shukadev Goswami describes a very nice picture of Akrura on the way to Vrindavan. He says, Gachan Pati Mahabhago Bhagavat Yampukshekshane Bhaktim Param Upagata Eva Metat Achintayat. As Akrura traveled on the road, the great soul Akrura felt tremendous devotion for the lotus-eyed personality of Godhead. And thus he began to think as followed. Shukadev calls Akrura the great soul because Akrura is now on his way to Krishna. Anyone who's on his way to Krishna is a great soul. He described how Krishna felt tremendous devotion for the personality of Godhead, bhakti, in his heart. And he uses a certain description of Krishna. Does someone of you remember? He said, the lotus-eyed Krishna. Whenever devotees talk of Krishna, they will mention the lotus eyes. Krishna has lotus eyes because just like the lotus who gives so much a cooling effect, when Krishna's eyes fall on someone, all the burning in the heart of the fire of misery is cooled down. Isn't it? When you sit before the deities and look at lotus-eyed Radha Madan Mohan, you feel how the burning in your heart gets over the anxieties, the problems. You feel when the lotus eyes of the Lord fall on you, everything is over. I remember a few years ago, I was diagnosed to have cancer. I just had come out of a hospital where they almost killed me. And then when I was here in Goloka Dham trying to become healthy, one doctor diagnosed cancer. And this was enough for me. I just ran to the altar, this altar I remember still, and I said, my Lord, O Radha Madan Mohan, I have suffered so much in the hospital. I almost died. Now I'm diagnosed as having cancer. Maybe I am dead in 1 month or 3 months. But whatever it is that you plan with me, please look at me. I just have this one desire. Look at me. Cast your eyes upon me. Give me your sidelong glance of mercy. And I prayed like this, and I felt how Madan Mohan was starting to look at me. See, when you look at Madan Mohan, he always looks a little above us. Can you see? Why? Because he's so much in ecstasy being with Srimati Radharani. He doesn't have his eyes on anyone else than Radha normally. But if you pray to him, he will look at you. And when the Lord looks at you, all your misery, all your anxiety will go away. So Akrura thought in the same way. I am a Kamsa Dasa now, a servant of Kamsa. But I will travel now to the lotus-eyed Lord. And when he will look at me, he will understand that I'm really only outside a Kamsa Das. Inside, I'm a Krishna Das. You know everything. Let us focus on this scene. Vishwanath Chakravarti Kamsa had given Akrura a new golden chariot. He thought, well, Krishna is a village boy. If he sees that new golden chariot, he will jump on the chariot and will like to come to Mathura. Kamsa didn't have a very good understanding of who is Krishna. He thought like you, he thought like a rich man. Oh, if I come with a golden Mercedes to Goloka Dham, Sachinandan Swami, who is a materialist, will jump in the golden Mercedes and I can drive with him to Cologne. Maybe it would work out, I don't know. Kamsa really underestimated Krishna totally. So Akrura comes with this chariot and is on his way to Vrindavan. Where does he sit on the chariot? He doesn't sit in the passenger seat because that seat is for Krishna. He doesn't even sit in the driver's seat because he feels so unqualified. He sits on that, you call it deiksel, on that thing which connects the chariot to the horses, just nearby the horses, and he drives to Vrindavan. And in his mind, he does what is called manoratha, means an inner journey to Vrindavan. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that a chariot represents in the Vedic philosophy the mind of a sadhaka. You all have a chariot and you drive with the chariot every day. Maybe some of you I know drive to Vrindavan, they remember Vrindavan. But others of you might drive to the Lord of the Rings or any other movie you have seen, or you might drive with the chariot of your mind to that wonderful girl who lives in the neighbor street, you know, and so on. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, our mind is like a chariot made out of our aspirations, desires and dreams. Maybe we don't have a golden chariot to invite Krishna, but we all have the chariot of the mind. We should invite Krishna there. So I request you, before we will go a little bit into Akrura's mind, to take the chariot of your mind and to go with me to Vrindavan Dham. This is something where we want to follow Akrura. We want to go in his footsteps. We want to take the chariot of our mind. We want to bring the mind to Krishna. Also, we have the chance to meet Krishna, to never forget him, but to remember him. And for that, we need a good chariot, the chariot of our mind, which will bring us there. Mm-hmm. Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Namo Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Namo Namo Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama Hare Hare
In your mind's eye, please picture Akrura on a golden chariot. He's jubilant. He feels all his days and nights are now successful. He's on the road to Vrindavan to meet Krishna. He has tolerated so much pain. He had to serve a demon. He had to sometimes externally make compromises while internally always longing for the day to meet Krishna. Now he's traveling, he's jubilant, and he thinks about the lotus-eyed Lord whose eyes cool all material miseries. Please sing now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Oh Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Haribo, Haribo, Haribo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, oh, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. As Akura traveled on the road to Vrindavan, he must have felt many things. Imagine how would you feel when you know, today I'm going to see Krishna. The first thing which he felt was a sense of great humility. He asked himself a question, am I really qualified for that? I have not performed austerities. I have not given much in charity, nor worshipped Krishna. I'm actually still a materialist. How is it that I can really see Krishna? Sukadev Goswami says, Akrura asked himself, what pious deeds have I done? What severe austerities undergone? What worship have I performed or charity given so that today I will see Lord Keshava? Don't we also sometimes feel like this? Tell me, my dear devotees, what have you done to deserve to enter the presence of Krishna? Will you be able to say, well, I've done so much sadhaka, every day I chanted 76 rounds like Haridas Thakur. I have distributed millions of books for Prabhupada's pleasure. I think when we study our heart very, very deeply, we also develop a doubt that I will ever be able to meet the Lord of my heart. Sometimes this doubt is giving us pain in our hearts. And this pain makes us hopeless and seems to paralyze us. And we say, anyways. So Akrura goes through this same emotion. He says, the Lord is Uttama Shloka. He is praised by the words of the great rishis. He's glorified in scripture, but I am like a sutra. When I get the Vedic scriptures in my hands, I can't read them. I can't recite them. He says, I think it is as difficult for me to have gotten this opportunity to see Lord Uttama Shloka as it would be for one born a sutra to be allowed to recite the Vedic mantras. This is a very good analogy. In the Vedic times, a Shudra was never allowed to touch the Vedas, what to speak of recite them, what to speak of understanding them. So in the same way Akrura feels, I am not able to touch this opportunity. I'm so useless. Even if I stand before Krishna, most probably I won't see him even. I will be like the Shudra whom you give a Vedic text and then you ask him to read it and he goes like, Gacha Shapa Pati Va Ba Ba U Shashe. That's not Sanskrit, that's something else. So yes, even if I see Krishna, even if I see Lord Keshava, whom not even Brahma and Shiva can see, I will be like a Shudra who has the Vedic scriptures, but who can't read it, who can't make any use out of it. Don't we sometimes feel like this? We sometimes feel, I'm here, I'm standing before Radha Madan Mohan, I'm in the association of devotees, but look at me, my heart is still full of darkness, still full of doubts, still full of so many material things, I just can't use it, this opportunity. So Akrura felt so hopeless, my dear devotees, like we sometimes feel, that he was ready to turn around with the horses and go back to Mathura. This mood is very important. If you want to see Krishna, or if you want to have contact with Krishna, you must know there is a law. The way up to Krishna is always the way down. You must first become more humble than what? The blade of grass. Blade of grass is what is right under your shoes. So you must be more, you must go down more than the soles of your shoes. And you must actually come to that understanding. I'm not really worth it. I'm not really qualified. I'm actually, this is a little hopeless. My project is the hopeless project. I am Mr. Hopeless or Mrs. Hopeless. This is a very desired feeling in the bhakti world, but it's not the feeling where we should stay eternally. And Akrura will teach us this. I would like to read to you a prayer from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It's the Gopinath prayers, where Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur expresses in a similar way his great hopelessness. And as he expresses this hopelessness, he feels something wonderful. You see, when I was in Vrindavan and I talked about this, the devotees felt disturbed. Oh, Maharaj, you are telling us to feel hopeless. We wanted to come here to feel hopeful. But there is something special in this hopelessness, and you will understand it. I think there is a prayer book, but I can remember it also for you. It's all right, yeah. Translation, yes. It's all right. I have it in my head, the translation. Gopinath prayer, there Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, O Gopinath, I'm a hopeless materialist. I must tell you today confidentially that my mind and senses are not under my control. O Gopinath, I only see one opportunity, and that is that you come in my mind, and when you take your seat in my mind, you take my senses and my mind, and you control it. You are like a chariot driver, and you can take the wild horses of my mind and senses, and you can control it and make them run towards you. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's very, very nice prayer. My dear devotees, you cannot attain anything in spiritual life when you think you can attain something. You must feel that I'm not able to reach the lotus feet of Krishna on my own. And when Krishna sees that you are taking this humble position, then Krishna comes and says, come on, come on, come on, I will help you. Those of us who have been in Vrindavan have seen this. There's, you know, you feel on one day totally hopeless. Oh no, I'm here in Vrindavan and I see everything with material eyes. I see the pigs have are everywhere, and the garbage is everywhere, and the stink and the smell is everywhere. I'm so materialistic. I can't see Krishna's description of Vrindavan, that everything is made out of jewels. I see it quite the opposite way. And oh, I made a mistake. Even I came to Vrindavan, which is the land of my dreams, but I'm totally immaterial consciousness. And you go like this to bed, and you already make plans to buy a ticket from Delhi to Las Vegas, you know. And then you wake up in the evening, you can't sleep, or in the night, and you go out, and all of a sudden you see the trees before your doors. They seem to be Kalpa Vriksha trees. They seem to be sparkling. In the morning you meet a monkey who says Jai Radhe to you, and everything turns in 1 second. I mean, I'm expressing it a little humorously, but every one of us who has been in Vrindavan has seen how from hopelessness comes hopefulness. From hopelessness comes hopefulness. Because the hopelessness which we are discussing here is a feeling where you become free from your false ego, where you become deliberately small, where you come into the receiver mood and leave the achiever mood, where the king becomes a beggar and goes on his knees and asks for the mercy, and at that time the mercy is given. So Akrura goes through the same thing. He says, I'm like a Shudra. When I see the Vedas, I can't read them. So I'm like this also. I'm not qualified, really, for the Krishna Darshan. But just as he is about to turn his chariot around, to make a U-turn back to Kamsadesh, to the land of Kamsa, another idea comes to his mind, an inspiration, which is very important for a sadhaka also. He says, enough of such dark thoughts. After all, even a fallen soul like me can have the chance to behold the infallible Supreme Lord. For one of the conditioned souls being swept along in the river of time may sometimes reach the shore. Now, Akura is giving here a picture. He says, all of us are swimming or swept along on the river of time. He calls it the Kali Kala Nidhi. My dear translators, you are as loud as I am, but you should only be half as loud as I am. So now, no need to translate this. It's just for you. Please don't. Otherwise, we feel like in the train station. No need to translate this. This is for you only. Good. So what he thinks is that we are all moving in the river of time, and sometimes it happens that wood and pieces of twigs and so on are pushed by the river on the shore. So in the same way, sometimes it happens that a conditioned soul who swept along the river of birth and death is pushed to the side, is pushed on the safety. I think all of you are like these pieces of wood. You have been somehow pushed into Goloka Dham. The river of time was pushing you, and bang, now you find yourself, my God, I'm in the association of devotees. I'm sitting before Radha Madan Mohan. Wonderful success, full success in my life. I'm no longer drowning in the river of time. So Venakura thinks about this rare fortune which happens to a conditioned soul. He calls the Lord a certain name. He calls him Achyuta. Achyuta means the unfallable. Why is Krishna unfallable here? He's unfallable because his promise to take care of those who sincerely call for his help will never fail. Krishna is Achyuta, unfallable in his promise to save those who come to his lotus feet and who want to take shelter at his lotus feet. First, Akura chants the name Uttama Shloka. That makes him hopeless. Oh, Lord, you are only for those who praise you with the highest poesy, Uttama Shloka, the highest verses. But I'm a Shudra, I can't do that. But then he thinks, Achyuta, your name is Achyuta, you are infallible in your promise to save. There's a verse which Jagannath Das, Gokishore Das Babaji used to recite. He said, my dear Lord, when I think of you as Bhakta Vatsala, the friend of the devotees, I become hopeless because I'm not a devotee. But if I think of you in your name as Deenbandhu, the friend of the fallen, I become full of hope because I'm really fallen. Rupa Goswami also says like this. He says, my Lord, if I think of the difficult to perform sadhanas which great souls like Ambarish have done in the past, I become hopeless because I'm so weak, I can't do any big spiritual practice. But when I remember how the waves of your mercy come even to the most unqualified, then I'm indeed full of hope because I'm unqualified. But you are giving mercy to those people. So Akrura goes through the same thing. He first thinks of Krishna's lotus eyes, then he's jubilant because he thinks this cooling eyes of the Lord will fall upon me. Then he goes into this other mood where he thinks, I'm not qualified. I'm like a Shudra who can't read the Vedas. I won't make any use of my Krishna darshan. But then after some time, he says, he chastises himself. Enough of such thoughts. The Lord is Achyuta. He always is infallible in saving us. My dear devotees, I have noted something that many of us often are not careful with their manurathas, their thought processes. What they do is they pick up one negative thought, and then another negative thought comes, and they go down in the downward leading spiral of negative emotions. Do you know? Whenever you catch your mind going negatively, don't allow your mind to to be for a long time in this place. Whenever you think, I can't make it, I'm hopeless, then think about the mercy of which Krishna gives even to the most unqualified. For instance, you can meditate about this pastime which I heard. There was a farmer who lived outside of Mathura, outside of Vrindavan. He had one bullock cart and a water buffalo, Hare Krishna. So one day he had work to do in Vrindavan, and he crossed the border into Mathura, into Vrindavan. And as he was riding on the bullock cart, he somehow he was driving his bullock faster, and the bullock was just protesting and hit him with the horn, and he fell somehow from his bullock cart, and he fell right upon a tulsi plant. Crash! So when he was lying in the tulsi and dying from the wound of which the bullock had made into his chest, the Yamadutas came and they wanted to take him because he was an atheistic, materialistic farmer. But as he was lying there, the Yamadutas saw all of a sudden Garuda coming. And Garuda said, no, he's for me. Leave him. He landed on the Tulasi plant. He did pranam to Tulasi Devi. And Garuda took them up on his shoulders and brought him back home, back to Godhead. Meditate about such stories. Not about your hopelessness and your disqualification. You can also run around Tulsi Devi, and you can offer your obeisances, not really on top of Tulasi, but from the distance. You can sing the holy name, and you should know one holy name is taking away so much sin for reactions, like no sinful man can do in one lifetime. And you should meditate positively, and then the positive things will happen in your life. If you think and meditate negatively, the negative things will happen in your life. If you learn to direct your mind like Akrura did, yes, I'm fallen. Yes, but the Lord has made the promise that He will come to those who turn to Him. So I'm turning now to Him. And Akrura again became jubilant. He said, this is in the sixth text, today is my good day. All my sinful reactions have been eradicated, and my birth has become worthwhile. I will now offer my obeisances to the Supreme Lord's lotus feet, which mystic yogis meditate upon. I will soon see the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. I want to speak a little in the end about hope. Our mind should be bound with the rope of hope. This hope is a justified hope. Sanatana Goswami writes about this hope which must come to anyone who wants to make the journey back home, back to Godhead. Sanatana Goswami says, I am troubled by my desires for personal enjoyment, which are very deeply rooted, Achetya Mula. Do you sometimes notice also that there are desires for personal enjoyment which have deep roots into your heart? Have you noticed? Or am I the only one who has this problem? It's somehow you try to take this out, but it does not go out. It stays in the heart. Sanatana Goswami says, in fact, I do not have any prema. and I do not perform the practices of hearing and chanting with bhakti. Yes, I hear and I chant, but I'm getting bored if I'm sincere. Huh? I have no practice of meditation on Vishnu in the Vaishnava yoga, nor do I have any knowledge of the Lord. I do not do Varnashram duties. I do not even have a good birth. I'm born in Germany. But, you know, he thinks he has no good sanskars. But since you are most merciful to the least qualified, O dear lover of the gopis, though I have so many impure desires, my aspirations for you continues to agitate me. The Jiva Goswami says, what should a devotee do when he sees these deeply rooted desires for personal enjoyment on one side and thirst for attaining the Lord on the other side? And he answers this question, I should continue to hanker for you, to long for you, to desire for you, because I think that you can turn my material desires into prema, since you are the most merciful to those who are the most deficient, most unqualified. Krishna somehow has this contradictory picture, you know. When he sees someone is very fallen, he becomes very merciful to that person. But only if the fallen person acknowledges and agrees that he is fallen. If the fallen person does what we do and think we are very qualified, really, we have 100 euros in our pocket, we are very rich, we have passed a diploma in the Mletcher University, we are extremely learned, you know, then it's very difficult to get the milost. But as we become real and know that it's not that we ourselves are very great, but we have gotten a great chance, that's the difference, then we can actually progress very, very, very nicely. So tomorrow I would like to start with you a little Krishna meditation, because Akrura will start tomorrow a series of very, very nice meditations about Lord Krishna. And I will teach you, Shukadev Goswami teaches us these Krishna meditations, which are extremely powerful and extremely soothing. But for now, I request you once again, to get your Manuratha, the chariot of your mind, ready, and try to activate it a little. Akrura's journey is the journey of someone who approaches Lord Krishna first in his mind. He meditates about Krishna, his lotus eyes, about his own disqualifications on one side, but on Krishna's very high mentality to give mercy to the fallen. No? So I request you to start also now your own journey to Krishna. And this is very simple. You just need to go to Radha Madan Mohan with the chariot of your mind. You can drive past these lights here, these green lights, see? Oh, there's also a red light. You have to pass by the green light. And then look with your mind at the form of Radha Madan Mohan. See the costume. Hare Krishna. Sorry. And see the cows on the altar. See the world of Radha Madan Mohan as you chant His holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Amo Amo Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare
Krishna 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 Oh Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Oh Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Hai Bo Hai Bo
Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Radhe Radhe Radhe, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Shubhasham, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Nakita Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Nakitna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama. One more time, please. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare. One more time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. One last time, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Sri Radhe. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Sri Radhe. Radha Madan Mohan, Sri Radhe. Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Sri Radhe. Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai. Jaya Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Gaura Premanandi, Hari 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 Bo. Hare Krishna. So, Hare Krishna, we are. Look at this. This
little talk for this evening. I was so fortunate to spend 2 days in Nandagram. That is the palace. Well, Nandagram is a village, but on top of the hill, just very nicely situated, is the palace of Nanda Maharaj, where Lord Krishna had his personal room, which pointed towards the western direction, as far as I know. It was lying next to the treasury of Nanda Maharaj. And I was... I had some seva to do there for our little Braj care. But I also was there for my personal pilgrimage. It's a beautiful palace on top of a really small mountain. When you are there, you can overlook Vrindavan. And it's possible to go around on the... on the upper part of the wall and to overlook all of Vrindavan from that hill. You have a very good aerial view. And you can see how there are a few roads which come to Nandagram, almost like as if Nandagram is a star and these roads come to the center of the star. Am I clear? It's like a star formation. Yes? So you can see also the road which Akrura took when he was approaching Krishna. It is described by Jiva Goswami that Akrura went very early in the morning, just before sunset. During this time, Lord Krishna was sleeping in his sleeping room. And he got a dream. And in his dream he saw the golden chariot of Akrura. And then he saw many things. He saw how he went to Mathura. And he saw how he became king in Dwaraka. And he saw how he had festivals where the greatest kings of the world came to offer obeisances to him. But when he woke up from the dream, he rubbed his eyes and cried. He cried. Why? Because he knew now he would only have one more day to stay in Vrindavan. Then Akrura would come as the sun was setting in the west, and he would sleep over in Nandagram, in Nanda Bhavan, and he would remind Krishna to come and go to Mathura to take care of Devaki and Vasudev, who were imprisoned by Kamsa. Kamsa had kept them there as a bait. Bait, do you know what is a bait? Ein Köder. Köder, to attract Krishna to come one day to Mathura. And he was not happy. He said to his father, "Father, I had a most disturbing dream, but it's only a dream." So we will hear how Akrura, who is actually fulfilling a very important part in the Lord's mission, comes more and more towards Vrindavan. And Akrura gives us really a path to enter. Tomorrow we will learn how Akrura meditated about Krishna. There's some very great surprises are coming. And I hope we can all experience this a little bit. But please know, I would like to share this with you. When I was standing on top of Nanda Bhavan, this palace which is now there, and I was looking over Vrindavan, which looked so beautiful, I saw this one road, the road which Akrura took to come to Nandagram, and there was another road which Akrura took to take Krishna Atta Mathura. It all appears so real when you are in Vrindavan. It is very, very realistic. It is not something which is only there in the scriptures. But Vrindavan, I guess by the power of the Dham to reveal the eternal pastimes of Lord Krishna, these things get color and shape and smell and sound, and you really can feel like that. And I want to tell you a very nice experience which remains branded in my consciousness. It was the first time in my life where I took part in the last and final aartik for the day of Krishna Balaram. At that time, Krishna Balaram have a night dress. They had a yellow, a red night dress. It had the beautiful color of this, you know, really red. And they had the top knots, and they were standing there on the altar. And, you know, they usually make these artiks to the deities. Ding, ding, dong, dong, ding, ding, dong, dong, ding, ding, dong, dong. You remember? Usually it's ding, ding, dong, dong, ding, ding, dong, dong, ding, ding. But because it's a night artik, it went on ding, ding, dong, dong, ding, ding, dong, dong, very softly. Because Krishna, that's what the pujaris told me. Krishna is so restless. If he hears loud sound, he can't fall asleep, you know. So better make soft sound. And then I was there as a guest of one of the pujaris, so I had the deluxe treatment. I was not like a Westerner who has to stay outside. I was very close to the altar. So then the pujari says, come, 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 come. And then I went to a small little room, and there they give you the night milk of Krishna Balaram. Very sweet and thick milk. And we drank that night milk, and I thought, wow, now my life is successful. I have drunken the night milk of God. It was very, very, very nice. And then I asked the pujari, why is Krishna black? That I know, but why is Balaram black? And the pujari said, see, Mother Yashoda didn't make any difference between Krishna and Balaram. So therefore, Balaram, who's normally whitish like night milk, became black because no differentiation was made. I thought, yes, this is transcendental logic, you know. So it's very nice to experience all of this. And you will see, although right now it's quite dramatic, Akrura comes to get Krishna to the wrestling match where there is a plan to take Lord Krishna's life. But everything in the end, you will see, is very happy and very joyful, because Krishna's pastimes have one appearance to the outside and another to the inside. And I hope that Krishna gives me the life and the transcendental insight to really describe all this to you. But from tomorrow on, we will start to meditate a little. Today I just wanted to show you that you have a chariot. It's a chariot, it's a car inside, it's a vehicle, and that's your mind. Prabhupada, he said, this chariot of the mind can go in less than a second to Vrindavan. It's so fast. You have a chariot faster than a BMW, faster than a Mercedes or an English Rolls Royce. It is free of cost. It's the Lord has given it to you. And you should try, like Akrura, who was starting to go on the chariot of his mind to Vrindavan with all these hopes. Oh, Krishna is Uttama Shloka. Wow. But then Krishna is also Achyuta. Wow. Nectar. You can meditate like this about Krishna. And this is really what devotees do. And I would like to now wish all of you a good night. try before you fall asleep to let the chariot of the mind go to Vrindavan. Maybe stay there under a desire tree. try to practice a little bit and it will be better for you. Good. Thank you very, very much for attending this, and I want to thank Gaura Hari for his wonderful musical accompaniment, and also Anadi Radha and our young Vedanga player, Ananda Murti, I believe, and also Jai Krishna joined us. So please come back tomorrow with your orchestra. We're getting a transcendental orchestra together, and we will go to Vrindavan together. Hare Krishna. Good night. Hare Bo.